You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
You know, I don't tell many people this, but Christmas is just about my favorite time. Ever since I was a little kid, I always felt like it was my own personal holiday.
Do you hear it? It's a funny squeaky sound.
You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
Shh. Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to this three-week podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. I thank you for listening. I'm your host, Sean. Visit ChristmasPodcast.com. I keep you up to date. More often than these podcasts come out, you can find links to everything you need for those episodes for listening that you want. You can also get a hold of me on links on there and let me know what you'd want to hear on here. You can also subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcasts wherever you're listening to this and keep yourself up to date that way, too. Now let's get caught up on the new episodes that dropped the past 3 weeks.
Jury duty, jury duty, jury duty, blackmail, pink slip, chain letter, eviction notice, jury duty.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of April 1st through the 21st. Closer to Christmas Podcast had an episode on April 1st titled, It's April, You Fool, CTC Radio Takeover. Charlie records what is quite possibly his most favorite episode. It turned out perfect, so hopefully nothing went wrong. Don't be a fool, it's April 1st, all right. He confesses, here is his attempt at a joke. Tis the podcast in episode on April 3rd titled, I Wouldn't Mind Getting a Peek at That Magic Ding-a-ling, Christmas with the Campbells. The elves gather together to discuss the Hallmark-esque satire film, Christmas with the Campbells, which is essentially a Hallmark movie if written with Anthony's sensibilities. What did the hosts think of it? Well, that description should give it away. Nevertheless, tune in for the in-depth discussion because it's a fun conversation as always. Magic of the Season podcast in episode on April 3rd titled Easter 1999. Join Ashley while she discusses Easter through the eyes of a 9-year-old in the 90s and is joined by her friends from the Christmas Podcast Network who share their favorite memories of Easter. Totally Right Christmas podcast in episode on April 4th titled KB Toys with Nicholas and Matt. Shopping for toys should be one of the joys of Christmas. That's right, Jerry has Nicholas Pepin of Pop Culture Roulette and Santa Ambassador Matt Spalding from the North Pole Radio on to talk about KB Toys and holiday shops, known later as KB Toys. G.I. Joes? Check. Garbage Pail Kids? Buy the register. Puppets in the commercials? Definitely. So call up your crew, head to the mall, and hang out in this episode. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on April 5th, titled 264 Days/37 Weeks Until Christmas. A Cozy Christmas podcast had an episode on April 6th titled Alistar Sims, A Christmas Carol with special guest Scott Leopold. Art takes a break from the chimes and invites Scott Leopold from the Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast to help talk about one of the greatest adaptations of A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version starring Alistair Sim. Find out their favorite characters, quotes, and the powerful message that the film has that complements the original book so perfectly. Advent Calendar House had an episode on April 6th titled The First Easter Rabbit. In this surprise bonus episode, Mike covers the 1976 Rankin-Bass special The First Easter Rabbit, which, despite its name and main theme, still relies heavily on Christmas. Mike has on special guest Brandon Medley of Blessed Are the Geek. TGI Podcast had an episode on April 7th titled Superstore Easter. Matt's back covering Superstore. He discusses how the first episode of Superstore that was covered has managed to become the most listened episode of the podcast by a long shot, how difficult it is to find an Easter episode, and how much he loves a certain character on the show. Snow in Southtown had an episode on April 8th titled Easter 2023 Easter Parade. In their spring episode, Rusty and Mike discuss Easter Parade from 1948 and eat Kit Kats, moon pies, and lots of peeps. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on April 8th titled Naughty Christmas. What better way to celebrate Easter than spending the best part of an hour talking about Christmas? Friend of the show, Jeff Malcolmson, has created a short animation of his comic strip, Santa and Rudy. Jack has part three of his series about Christmas in the Netherlands. This time he discusses the wonderful tradition of chocolate letters. Then it's the sad story of his wife's friend's daughter, whose favorite role model is Santa Claus. Bob Baker talks about how Brits use the term birds in his segment of Do You Hear What I Hear? Next up is the quiz. And then Bob Baker is back thanks to Christy Easter. It's a suggestion for how to keep Christmas spirit alive all year long. The Christmas not-so-classic is Naughty Christmas by Fat Lies. Hot on the heels of their massive chart success with Vindalo, they returned with this attempt at a Christmas song that doesn't mention Christmas at all. This episode recommendation is to get some fresh air. Winter is gone, so why not go outside and fill your lungs with the good stuff? Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on April 9th titled What Causes the Biggest Christmas Meltdowns Every Year? Liam and Ness uncover what causes the biggest Christmas meltdowns every year and the simple solution to a stress-free Christmas at this year's celebrations. Why would you ever consider moving your festive celebrations 1 month forward if it means saving a lot of money on airfares? Plus, they have the inside scoop on the big blockbusters heading to Christmas cinemas your way before the end of 2023, and some of the stars lining up to be in modern-day Christmas flicks are huge. And longtime listener Ken Rose has been taking notes on the show. He knew how much Liam and Ness obsess over the amazing chip crisp flavors offered worldwide at Christmas, but not in Australia, so he sent over some unique chip flavors never ever tried in Australia before. Wait to hear what the guys' reactions are. Tis the podcast had an episode on April 10th titled Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the movie from 1998. Julie Anthony and the effervescent Natalie Bickle, that's right, Tom is MIA this episode due to dad duties, travel to the North Pole to visit the most famous reindeer of all and discuss his 1998 theatrically released film Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the movie. Does the 90s animation style inject enough nostalgia to the three hosts to make up for the fact that this film has all but disappeared in recent years? How does it fare against the iconic 1964 Rankin-Bass special in their minds, and how does it differ in terms of story? And what exactly has that busy bee, Natalie Bickle, been up to since the last time she appeared on the show? All of these answers and much more are divulged in this episode. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on April 12th, titled 257 Days/37 Weeks Until Christmas. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 14th, titled Totally Rad Christmas Full Theme Song. Happy third-year anniversary to Jerry. Yes, it's been 3 years of 80s Christmas to the max, so enjoy the full theme song, originally released to celebrate the 100 days to Christmas last year. Special thanks to Matt McGrath from Nostaljunk, who did some mixing and mastering for Jerry. Tis a podcast, an episode on April 17th titled Recasting the Harry Potter Movies in HBO Max's Television Remake. Due to the Elves' busy work schedule, they couldn't get a new episode recorded. But never fear, they have a timely, once Patreon-exclusive episode dropping for you. HBO Max confirmed they are moving forward with a television adaptation of the Harry Potter books, adapting one book per season, and producing all 7 seasons over the course of a decade. Naturally, this elicited a lot of excitement online, and fan casting has been running rampant. Well, back in February, when the rumors of a potential Harry Potter remake began swirling around, Julie, Tom, and Anthony gathered to recast the main adult characters in the series for the then-hypothetical series. The result? 3 very different but equally as fun fan cast lists that they think you'll all enjoy. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on April 19th, titled 250 Days/35 Weeks Until Christmas. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on April 20th titled Maybe If They Weren't Hamsters. Todd has a special treat as the crew from Pepper Tree Villa joins him to review the 2023 Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Dream Book. They take a closer look at some of the latest and greatest ornaments available for the upcoming holiday season. Join them as they dive into the pages of the Dream Book and share their thoughts on some of the standout ornaments, including fan favorites and new releases. From classic characters to modern designs, there's something for everyone in this year's collection. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting out, this episode is sure to provide some great insights and inspiration for your own ornament collection. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some festive fun with Christmas Clatter and Pepper Tree Villa. to a Layer Christmas podcast, an episode on April 20th titled Throwback Thursday, Time Life Treasury of Christmas. Jerry was visited by the ghost of Christmas Brad to take him back to his very first episode. Relive the magic of his very first episode where Jerry is joined by his brothers, David and Danny, to talk 1986/87's Time Life Treasury of Christmas. Crooners? Yep. Strings and brass? Definitely. Synths to the max. So grab a hold of the Miami Vice-style jacket of the Ghost of Christmas Rad, jump in his Knight Industries Time Traveling 2000 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, and drive into the past blasting this episode.
He ain't height. Didn't even break his concentration.
That's going to wrap it up for this three-week podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. I would like to thank all the podcasters that are on the website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com where you can review any or all the podcasts we have there. We have the links to those podcasts where you can download all the episodes and listen to them at your own pleasure. And you can get a hold of me to let me know what kind of podcast you'd like to hear on Christmas Podcast Podcast. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shishpuring Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas Podcast. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.